기축구물아까우다바깥내오름이물어까야까빡빡내눈로마
Family vibes, family vibes. Let's be family. It's so important to you and me.Because you got your uncle, your aunt, your grandfather, the baby. We also have the cousin, Jeremy Stevens. We also have Frankie. He lives in the basement. We don't know who he is, but he's a part of the family, family vibes. It's about the family vibes. Johnny hit Johnny. Johnny hit Sandy. Sandy hit Tito. And Tito is dying in the basement.
Oh, no, Tito.
Because...Tito doesn't exist because he is imaginary.
Oh, there
we go. Family vibes together again. It's called the nucleus. That's what it's called.
Nucleus.
Together.
No, extended, not nucleus.
Oh, that's what
extended family vibes.
You guys, there's nothing more important than family. You have your uncle. You have your aunt.You have your cousin Tito that lives in the basement. You know what I mean? You have, at the end of the day, your family is who has your back, you know? It's like, you know, Uncle Raul is in some trouble with the IRS, you know?
How much does he owe?
He owes $42.95.
Back taxes, that's it?
Back taxes,
that's
right?
That's not in trouble.
Right, but then you go, hey...What's his name? Uncle Raphael?
What did I call him? Raul.
Uncle Raul. Uncle Raul.
You don't know your uncle?
I have an Uncle Raphael. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh!
Remy bit me again.
Why does Remy do that?
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Can we explain that to the audience?
Before each episode, I say, keep careful your foot. Don't start stomping because Remy is sleeping right there. But what does he do? He talks about Uncle Raul and starts stomping.
Uncle Raul. And then you go, Uncle Raul. Uncle Raul. Here's $40. But you come up with the $2. Oh, that hurts so bad. He really bit into it.
Damn.
He has no teeth. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. But family is so important, you know. And,
Remy agrees.
You know, I miss my mother. And I miss my brother Steve. And hopefully after this quarantine is over fully, that I can go visit them and bond and rebuild our foundation of family love.
I'd like to rebuild the foundation of our family love.
Our family is perfect.
No, not our, but I mean the tiger family. Tiger Belly family. We're all fighting right now. We're fighting.
The Tiger Belly family is pure and simply the best. We're simply the best. Dun, dun, dun.
All the rest.
We're simply the... Yeah. So I have to say, but here's what I call not family vibes.
Oh no, let's just stick with the family.
I have to get some resentments out, and I have to get some rage out, and it has to do with Jules in the house.
She's family.
She is family. Can we let me get this out of the
way? Jules comes over here. Jules, careful with Remy underneath you.
All right, come over here, Jules.
I thought Jules was on the hot. The person that hates the camera the most is on the camera all the time.
And we will start over if you don't talk directly into the mic.
He got you too.
Fucking little guy.
He didn't bite.
Put the headphones in, Jules.
Yeah. Put the headphones in and get your mic in there. Okay. Are you back?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So what I noticed the other night is you called her. What do you call Kalila?
Ate Kalila.
What does ate mean?
Older sister.
Older sister. Fine. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. You don't. She's. But she is your aunt, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know where this is going.
All right. So, what do you call me?
Uncle Tito Bobby.
Tito Bobby. Mm-hmm. What does Tito mean?
Uncle.
Uncle.
Mm.
So how the fuck is Kalila your older sister? And I'm your fucking uncle.
Is there ageism involved?
Yeah.
Because you're older, and I see Ate Kalila as, like, young.
She was honest. I don't think she even tried to slither around that.
So let me get this straight. You find me to be older.
Yeah.
So I'm an uncle to you.
Yeah, and I'm closer with Auntie Kalila.
So you're closer to Auntie Kalila.
Yeah.
Therefore, she got promoted to older sister.
Yeah.
And I got demoted to old uncle Tito, right?
Yeah.
Let's backtrack now, okay? Before you lived here, you lived with Kalila's, your grandmother, did you not?
Yeah. Matas.
Yeah, Merites. Who is your...
Mama.
What?
She calls her Matas.
Which means what?
Mama Merites.
Mama Merites, okay? So that's your grandmother.
Yeah.
Mama Merites is married, right? Not married? No. But is living with her partner...
Of 20 years,
who is technically Kalila's stepdad. Mm-hmm. How old is he, Roger?
In his 70s.
Roger's in the 70s. What do you call Roger?
There it is.
Roger.
Oh, interesting.
Because he's white.
Basically. Interesting.
Interesting.
So you call a 72-year-old man Roger.
Yeah.
Not Tito Roger, right?
Yeah.
Just by his, like, he's your bro.
You're like, right, like Raj.
You know, you're walking down this hallway at school, and there's my pal Roger. What's up, Roger? Right?
No,
what's up, Roger? Mm-hmm. And Roger's like, what's up, little Juliana? Hey, you gonna go to the football game Friday night? Yeah. The Cavaliers are gonna fight the Boston Red Knots.
Or
whatever. You know what I mean? And then you're like, and you guys go out on a date, whatever, right? That's what Roger is. But for me, I'm old Uncle Tito.
I was supposed to call Roger
Lolo?
Lolo, but then he said that it's weird and he just said to call him Roger.
Okay, it's weird that you call me Tito Bobby.
You said to call you Uncle Tito.
Yeah, because Uncle Tito is funny. Because
it also cancels. Uncle cancels.
Yeah, it cancels.
What the fuck?
Get him out of there!
What is happening?
He bit me again. Ow.
He keeps stepping on his head.
I know. So, you know what? You know, it's either Uncle Tito, all right? Or Captain Bobby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Sire.
Ooh.
Sire is nice. Sire is nice.
I like, that's a good
Those thing. Are the three options you have, okay? I will not respond to Uncle Tito Bobby. Uncle Tito, yes, because it cancels each other out. Captain Bobby and Sire. Or Sir, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
All right. So is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you enjoying yourself at the house?
Yeah.
Okay, good. How did you sleep last night?
Good.
Yeah. You've been watching Attack on Titan, correct? Yes. Do you enjoy it?
Yes, very.
Okay, good. It. Very good. So thank you for being a part of the family. And I took out the trash last night, didn't I not? So peace be with you, and thank you so much for being involved. Come back, Kalila.
Thank you, Jules.
Thank you, Jules.
Thank you, Jules.
Thank you very what does Jules call me in Gilbert? I hope I don't get the old one.
She calls
She doesn't
me,
even know your name. She's a...
Tito, uncle, who's that white guy?
Yeah.
Who's that the white guy?
I want to defend her for 2 seconds.
Well, she calls me Kuya. I know that.
Yeah, what does Kuya mean?
Older brother.
Older brother.
I mean, it's just
look.
It's ridiculous.
Honestly, Bobby, you shouldn't be offended by the fact that she calls
it's respect.
Tito
it's respect.
Because it's reverence. It's actually respect. But I do understand that yes, when I want to show respect, but I don't feel close to the person, I do say Tito or Tita.
Mm.
But it's really more of like we're not in a familiar casual, like we don't have a familiar casual rapport yet.
Mm.
So it's a show of respect. It's not anything bad.
Yeah, but it also shows that, you know, we're not that close.
Well, also, like, you can also argue that Tito Bobby does roll off the tongue a lot better than Kuya Sire? Bobby.
Sire.
Than Sire.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what do you call her? What do you call her? Jules? You should call her Indai. Indai is endearing. If you start calling her Indai, maybe she'll start calling you Kuya.
Indai.
Indai, like Dai. Dai.
Indai.
Or Langa. Langa is like
Langa.
My...
Yeah,
Langa.
Like my little love.
Is that what Langa is?
Langa.
Langa. My little Langa. Like Langa. Little Langa. That's good. Little Langa.
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 No, langa.
Langa.
No, langa.
Langa. I fucking said it. Langa. Fuck.
That's Bobby's special. My little
I'm
langa.
From I'm from San Diego. I have, dude, what's up, brah?
Little langa. I got
that's my accent from where I'm from. Tibula, brah. So
I went through an accent crisis in high school.
I know you did. I know you did.
No. It was horrible. Like at first I culturally appropriated the Chola culture, and I was.
So how did
like
you talk?
Like an Essa. Like
I need an example.
Let's say I'm on campus.
Like I said
I'm
things.
On campus. What's up?
All right.
Hey,
wait. First of all, she's tagging the wall with licks.
Yeah.
She's tagging the wall.
No,
Hey, what are you doing Friday night? You gonna go watch the Boston Red Nuts fight the Cavaliers of Kansas City?
I refuse. But I would say things like firme.
Oh.
What word?
Like firme.
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 I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would use like Chola language because I just was so confused. And I also had a really thick Filipino accent that I was trying to cover up. Mm. And then I went from there to like my senior year, totally trying to adopt the Valley girl. Like, hey, what's up? I'm Kalila.
Like, don't like that on your face.
Horrible. Horrible. Like so cringy. I finally, I think it wasn't until I was like 23 where I was like, I give up. It's just going to be what it's going to be. Like, I don't know how I spent all that time trying. I didn't feel like I knew where I belonged or how I was supposed to speak.
How many faces do you think you wore?
Oh, gosh.
White girl, Chola.
No, the white girl was just the accent. I never really felt like, I didn't have a lot of like white. Sorry, George. I didn't have a lot of white friends.
George's crying right now.
Like the first decade of living in America, actually.
Yeah, I heard a voicemail that she had left her dad, right?
Yeah.
From when she was younger. And I heard, so her sister, Kawinda, heard her voicemail first, I think. And it sounded like Kawinda. Like, oh yeah, that sounds like Kawinda. But when she came on, I was like, that's you? It was like... dad.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a completely different accent. It was really shocking. It was cute, actually. I found it to be adorable.
I found it to be the opposite.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to listen to it?
Can we please play that?
Yeah, play it. Yeah.
Yeah, here, give me a
dad,
second.
Dad, I need some money for the Ferrari.
For the Ferrari. My bus pass has expired.
Can I get a bus pass?
I'm going to need some bus tokens from you.
So what is the context of this? What is this voicemail from?
So when I went to UNLV, this was my first year there. And I was forced to redshirt the year because I got a full ride to UNLV and I was very happy, which means like I got 20 meals in the cafeteria, I free dorm, free everything, free college, right? And I was like, okay, this is great because my parents do not have a dime to their name at the moment. My father was passing away, so let's, you know, this is all good news. And then maybe about 2 months in, the NCAA coordinator and the swim coach said, like, you're going to be forced to redshirt the year because you're missing some credits from the Philippines or something like that. It was like a stupid health or science credit. And they basically left me in the dust. To this day, I will forever be angry at UNLV for just saying if you keep living in the dorm, you're going to be responsible for paying for it and everything, like knowing damn well like what my situation was at home, because they didn't want to be liable because they were it was their bad. But I paid the price anyways. I was very depressed and I called, and this is me crying with a Valley Girl accent.
Message two.
Hey Ma, what's up? It's Kyla. Just wanted to drop in and say hi. I wanted to talk to you about something because, like, I wanted to come home this weekend because, first off, I'm not even swimming right now. And I'm feeling kind of sick and I just didn't want to be around here for, like, 2 or 3 days. So, I don't know. Hello? Oops. So, give me a call. Whenever you get this message, okay? Love you much. Bye.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I was
17. It's cute. I found it to be cute.
But you're right.
Hard a little bit. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
I was 17. So,
all right. Hello? This is Mike Corbin?
There wasn't any bass to my voice yet.
Yeah.
And there still isn't. But yeah. In fact, I sound more nasally now than I did back then. But
because when I first met her on Tinder, right, I go, can I call you? And she goes, I have laryngitis or something. Right? Remember you said, she said that. Like, my voice is fucked.
Okay.
So I don't want to talk to you right now. I don't care. So when I called her, I go, hello, it's Bobby. She goes, hello.
You try to make it deeper.
That's what she sounded like. So good to hear that to where she, I mean, you
improvement.
Know.
Hey, improvement.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was able to connect the dots on exactly the week. I was able to find footage of the week leading up to when I first met Bobby and the videos that took place the days before even speaking to him on the phone.
Yeah.
And I found this small clip of me singing in the dark, coming out with my stethoscope and my the scrubs in the car at like 8 p.m., like singing at the top of my lungs to Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball. And I knew I was already sick, but I still really wanted to sing. And for some reason, I recorded myself. Mm-hmm. And I found that, and I was able to look at the date, and it was exactly 2 days before I ever spoke to him on the phone for the first time.
Whoa!
And I know that's why I sounded like a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you shot your voice.
Oh my God, my voice was horrible. I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I didn't want to judge it based on the voice. If I judge it if I had no photo and I would just heard the voice, I go, is she a sailor? or is she a Chilean coal miner? Like, I wouldn't have no idea. I would probably envision, you know, the closest is Brutus. From Popeye.
Oh,
that's what I would envision. Yeah, the big guy, yeah. So I was like, maybe she looks like Brutus, but I had seen photos, obviously, and she was hot as fuck. So she still had the voice when I met her live. I met her live. Mm-hmm. I went to one of her live shows.
My voice was still hoarse.
A little bit, yeah. And mm-hmm. I remember, but you know what I liked about her, I remember in the first encounter, we talked about this before, is there was this long couch that we sat in, but she didn't. Usually when I meet people, if I'm on a couch with them, they sit on the polar opposite of the couch as far as they can go. But that's not what she did. She sat really close to me on this couch and looked me directly in the eyes and was engaged. You know, I thought, oh, shit, she's not afraid of diseases, this woman. You know what I mean? Speaking of diseases.
Pre-COVID style.
Speaking of diseases, can you tell on my neck?
She sent me a picture. It was super red yesterday.
Oh my God. So I've been eating every time I eat vegan food, something happens.
I don't think that's it.
That's it.
That might be it.
Every time I eat vegan food maybe a week ago, and immediately as it hit my body, I had diarrhea for like 3 hours.
What did you eat?
Explain me this.
Yeah, it's called vegan.
Explain me this part though.
Yeah.
Explain me how.
So let me just finish it.
One of the vegan meals that you ate was soba noodles, right?
Which gave me diarrhea immediately.
And then the other one you ate was chickpea, which is basically like hummus, right? Yeah.
So I ate the chickpea vegan, whatever it is, and I'm fine. I go, So about 4 hours later, I feel heat on my neck, right?
Yeah.
And I start scratching my neck, but I don't know what it is. I just think that I'm having like some sort of... Maybe it was too hot in the room or something.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you're also sleeping. So you're sleeping in and out. You don't know exactly what it is. But when I woke up, it looked like what Edward James Olmos' face looked like in high school.
Oh, I love him.
I know, he's a great actor, but he's got all these pop marks, right? So you
like
knew
Ray
in high
Liotta.
School. Yeah, Ray Liotta.
That's
in high
like
school.
My favorite line like from
Craters,
Family
yeah.
Guy.
What?
When they call Ray Liotta like a decorative autumn squash.
That's funny. Yeah, so, and it was all over my neck. We sent Gilbert a photo.
Oh my God.
It was so itchy. And then even last night, I couldn't sleep that well because it just, every 5 minutes, I have to itch it. So I have this rash. So I think vegan foods just doesn't pizza. I'm going to stick with pizzas.
Well, scientifically, that's
yeah. I tried it. Scientifically, I think pizzas, chicken pot pies, clam chowder. That's good for me.
Yeah.
Anything with the V in it, you know, no. Like vegetables or vegan. It just doesn't bode well with my body. I have an allergic reaction to it. So,
well, if that was the case, how come the 50 of Benadryl didn't work on you? It should have gotten rid of it. Like, if it was like an allergic reaction,
there she
it
goes
should
with
have
the
made it feel
again.
Better. I have
what
a different
think it
theory.
Is? What do you think it is, Kyla?
This boy is so dirty. He has a heat rash. You know when kids get the fucking heat rash on their neck? Like, I used to get it a lot when I played in the soil, like in the heat and the humidity.
Why
in the Philippines.
Playing in soil?
Oh, that's just what we do. Where else are we going to play?
Okay. Grass.
Grass, soil, you know. You'd smash up gumamela petals and try to make oil and stuff.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
He has been in the garage for the past 6 days. He collects dust in his neck, and it's been so hot here. There is no, it's not, the garage isn't temperature controlled. And he doesn't shower all day. His hair is getting longer, so it sticks to his neck. And I think that he just has a very classic dirty boy heat rash.
Mm, yeah. I have to get rid of my mullet.
No.
I think that could be it. It's either vegan food or my mullet.
Vegan it's, food all day.
One
all
of the
day.
Two has to go. One of the two has to go.
Then and the also, vegan food. Like, then I choose the vegan food. Keep the mullet.
But
it's morphed into a mullet 3.0, you guys. I don't think you know quite what it looks like.
What does
from,
it look like?
From
it
my
looks
angle.
The same in the front.
It wraps around. It gets so hot. It wraps around my neck like this. Maybe this.
I don't like that. I don't like it. Look at this. Touches.
Yeah.
I think you should put a little ponytail in the front there.
can you tie it? Can you actually tie it?
Oh, a frontal ponytail like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, make it a look.
Yeah.
Why do you look like the chicks from Handmaid's Tale?
This is cool. It's like a little neck, like a necklace I have.
Yeah, like braided in the front.
Yeah,
make
that'd
it
be
a thing.
Sick
I
know, if you put.
I think it might be this against my neck. You're right.
And the sweat and the heat.
And the sweat and the heat.
And the garage dust.
Yeah, but I think my next hairstyle is I want to do a rat tail.
This is what he wants to do. Head? He wants to do the old school Shaolin, where it's shaved here and then just like a little patch of.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
I like that. Completely bald and then just a ponytail?
Maybe not bald, but like, you know, we'll figure it out. But I want to do some sort of rat taily kind of a thing, you know.
Okay.
We'll talk Who to knows? Johnny.
Yeah, we'll talk to Johnny.
Did you guys see the spider that was on my neck?
Oh my, that thing was so big.
Yeah, that was big, huh? We'll put a picture right here because that was big.
Yeah, there was a gigantic brown recluse or something.
It wasn't a recluse. Oh my god! If it was a brown recluse, I would have made you. Even if I didn't get bit, I would have made you drive me to the hospital. That's how afraid I am of them.
Yeah, they're deadly, right?
Brown recluses. Yeah, absolutely. They. I don't have a natural fear of spiders if I can anticipate the meeting. Mm-hmm. If there's a spider in front of me, because I used to have tarantulas growing up. And I had Boris, and I had Charlie, and I would feed crickets, and it was like, I adopted these tarantulas.
Yeah.
And so I don't have a big fear of big spiders. I only have a big fear of them when they come out of nowhere, and they're on my neck, and I didn't anticipate the meeting.
And yeah, so it's just this spider went on her neck, and then fell to the ground, and I just went upstairs.
You just walked away?
He just walked away.
I walked
away. Because I was like, whenever, oh my god. Babe, I might have gotten bit by a black widow. He's like, bye.
I learned in survival school long ago, right? Yep. When somebody says spider, just walk away. I either walk behind a tree or, you know, hide behind a building, but I went upstairs.
This is why I'm Ate and you're Tito, because Juliana stayed with me. We captured the spider so that we were to see if we could ID it, because I wanted to make it look like so much like a big black widow that I wanted to see if it had the red belly on it. So I flipped it. We caught it. We flipped it to see, and then we released it. But that's why I'm Ate and you're Tito, because you don't go to war with either of us.
Well, he does go to war.
There we
he
go.
He goes to war with
war
you, Gil.
War zone.
War zone, baby.
War zone, we go to
That's
war.
That's the real
That's
war.
That's the real world, my war, my friend, okay? It goes war zone, World War Z.
Spider.
Yeah, in that order. I have a new segment I want to introduce, if you don't mind.
What is it, sir?
I have a little song. Boom, boom, boom. Leonard update. As you know, beep, 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 beep. As you know,
mm-hmm. What?
The Kuhn Lee household had a friend, an injured friend, land on our porch, and his little leggy and his wing was broken or something was hurt. And we've been helping a crow. He just happens to be black. On our patio, and he's still with us. And
That's the update.
He's still with us. He's not. I don't think he's any better.
No, well, that's not true. His leg, which he was limping on, he's no longer limping, Leonard. Mm. He is jumping, Leonard. His leg is fully healed, but now it seems like he might have a wing fracture because he's not able to extend his right wing.
But I wasn't really concerned about his fucking leg. I was concerned about his wing because that's how he gets the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The thing that's going to get him the fuck out of here ain't working.
I'm worried.
He's like Carl Lewis out there. He's doing fucking sprints. You know what I mean?
He's running.
He's doing stretches with his
leg. He really is trying, though. Like, every day, is it called preening? He preens himself.
Yeah.
He's getting his wings ready. He's getting his legs ready. And when he tries to, like, take off, it just his right wing just won't allow him. But he is getting stronger by the day. I'm still keeping my distance because he is a wild animal, and I don't want him to depend on me too much. So he says I'm giving a four seasons treatment, but I think I'm doing the distant bare minimum. Get your protein in and start. You know,
what was on today's? What was on this past week's menu?
Well, it's not just that. This is the bare minimum she's talking about.
Okay, here we go. Omakase, let's go.
So you have you have a bowl of water. Fine.
Standard.
You know what I mean? Anamelia has to, you know, drink. Well, they'll get dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. What's Anamelia?
Animals in Spanish.
Oh.
Like Kingdom Animalia.
Animalia. And then we also food, obviously, because... we use fancy cat kibble and also some nice fruits as well. Mm-hmm. Asian, that has nothing to do with anything.
Exotic,
but now I looked out there today and there's a gigantic now.
Luminati's?
No, there's a...
just a Luminati's pizza.
Deep dish. No. There's a gigantic pot out there filled with water. And I go, why is that out there? And she's like, well, birds need to take a bath.
Jacuzzi. I go,
oh, so now there's a spa.
Spa.
There's a full blown spa out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, so when birds are out there hanging out in the wild, right? What water? You know what kind of water they bathe in? Little pools of water on probably rooftops, right?
I think
there's no bird spa. I've never driven down Ventura and go, oh, there's the bird spa. No. Mm-hmm. Right, they use dirty roof water, maybe to bathe. We have purified Fiji water out there for the bird to bathe.
You probably shouldn't look at my Amazon orders then.
What did you buy?
No, I'll tell you what I see.
No, you don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Okay, I don't know but I'll show you what's already come. What's already come is I'm sitting there on the counter just eating, what was I eating? I was eating something, and a bagel or something, and... I look to my right, and there's a stack of books to my right. You know what I mean? Black Crow.
There it is.
You know what I mean? The Beauty of the Sky.
Bird Brains.
That's one book. You know what I mean?
Like Candace Savage. I mean?
Fly Like a Crow. You know what I mean? The Inner Crow Inside You, or whatever. There's a stack. There's stacks.
The Inner Crow Inside You?
Yeah, yeah. There's stacks.
No, for real.
Yeah, yeah. The Physiology, you know what I mean? Of bird feet. What you don't know. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, you open it up, there's the bird feet and all the interesting, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, now we have to study.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now we're a fucking veterinarian school.
Yeah, education.
Yeah, and now I don't even know what the bullshit we have tomorrow. I know this, there's some sort of fucking bird cage contraption coming tomorrow.
No. I don't want a bird. What is it? What did you order? I want him to be able to feel good and fly away, right? Okay. So I got him a fountain. So this fountain, it's like it's some fancier bird bath, and it's like there's a solar paneled thing that kind of spurts out water.
Solar
this way.
Panel?
Oh, it's a little thing. It's very cheap. Yeah. It's just, oh. Yeah, but it comes, it's like this, it's a legit bird bath with a little fountain in it to attract. So maybe he can, he's a little dirty right now, Lenny, and I know that birds do not like being dirty. So they need their bath, and he's going to get it. That's just how, that's my contribution to
Is there a
his
possibility
life.
After this experience you continue to foster crows?
No. No, Kalila. I swear to you, I do not want to keep a wild animal. Like, I swear on my life, I think it's so fucked up to try to keep and cage a wild animal. Like, that's why I would never put Leonard in a cage. Like, I think I'm going to give him 4 more days to get better, and then we're going to have to figure out a way to splint his wing and call wildlife rehab, yeah. That's what they do. They splint it and then they re-release the crow. But his family is here, you know, like that's their ancestral tree. Wow. So I don't want him to be split apart from his family because I know they're really tight-knit. And I know that crows are vengeful. So if they see me try to catch Leonard and he's squawking, no, they don't just watch. They don't just sit idly. They will come for you.
Oh, it's going to be like Pearl Harbor?
Oh, no, I'm not.
I mean, what are you saying?
Like, crows are it's true. Crows are known to, like, dive bomb people.
What if, can I throw a theory out there?
Yeah.
What if those crows up there is the reason why he's hurt? Yeah, he raped another. I'm not accusing.
We can't accuse.
Not accusing this bird Leonard of raping anybody.
He has a last name now, by the way.
I know, or like, you know, some sort of fraud going on.
Fraudulent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he stole some sort of money, or you wrote a bad check. I am not accusing Leonard of any misdeed.
Due process.
We also don't know, right? What he was like, or what he is like.
Like he's an asshole.
What if he's a bad bird?
If that were the case, why does his family still come say hello and
maybe they're
and
mocking
him?
You deserve it, Leonard.
And he's like, "Fuck you! She bought me a solar panel bird bath, bitch."
Yeah, and now it's a whole thing.
So you're saying that me helping Leonard is actually a betrayal to the ancestral crows over there, and that they're watching me like that bitch is our enemy because she's helping him.
We don't know. That's exactly where I'm going. Okay, we have no idea. So. We should play neutral. We shouldn't be on the side of like the crows that whether they love them or not. We don't know, right? Mm-hmm. We should play neutral.
So I should return the fountain.
No, we fucking give them the fountain.
That's a great purchase. Okay. I actually approve that.
Give
really
them
cool.
the fountain. But also, you know, you told me. So Kalila, you've been going out there and communicating with Leonard, right?
Leonard and I have a language now.
So what is the thing that you say to Leonard? Because whenever she says something, Leonard responds. So what is the thing you say?
You are
It has to be in a certain cadence and it has to be in a certain pitch. And it's the same thing every time. I go, "Hi, Lenny."
All right, you and play the crow. You play Leonard. You play Leonard, okay. Bobby. Kalila will speak to you.
So go.
"Hi, Lenny."
And he goes, "Bah."
"Hi, Lenny."
"Bah."
"Hi, Lenny."
So I and she and I go. So I tried that. I went out there and I go, "Hi, Lenny," and he just runs away from me. Right?
Interesting.
So then Kalila goes, "You have to have your own
language,
okay. Right?
Because you're a different person. He knows you to be different than
right.
me."
Right. So I've been going out there. Have you noticed? I've been going out there to smoke to hang out with Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
So I've created my own. So you know what my language now is?
What?
"You have 3 days." "You have 3 days." Bah! Yeah, and he's been responding.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has been.
He's never responded.
So. Yeah. You know what I mean? I go, "I have 3 cats. Yeah. I will release them."
It's more of a threatening attitude.
It's more of a threat.
Yeah. Kalila's more of a lovely mothering attitude.
I'm kidding. I'm not doing that.
Our cats, by the way, are fat and slow. I mean, well, except for Ming. Ming will fuck up some birds.
Ming is a fuck. Yeah, Ming. Yeah.
But Ming's from the streets, you know. Like she's a survivor, so she goes after anything. But Bojo was named after Bobby. His name is Bobby Jr., We call him Bojo for short. And all he does, honestly,
is eat.
Is eat and sleep, eat and sleep. He's really fat and very pukshin, very, very fluffy, and that's it. He's very decorative.
Yeah.
Decorative cat.
So anyway, all jokes aside, and my real opinion about it is that every time I get up, I get my coffee, I look out on the patio, and I see how this bird is doing, and I'm really concerned. I honestly, this is my honest opinion, as long as it takes, you know, because we had a bird hit our window, remember, like a month ago?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it died, and I made a nice little casket for it. And put one of our nice towels, and I put it in there, and I taped it up, and I made it look nice. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I really do enjoy wildlife, and I really, and you can tell that this bird recognizes people. He does. He recognizes, and when I go out there, he doesn't really run to the other opposite. At times, he'll like hop up to me. Yesterday, he hopped up to me and just kind of hung out around me. Because he knows that I'm not a threat, so that means that there's some sort of cognitive thing going on, right, in his head. No, you know, being able to, you know, distinguish between people and shapes, and there's a process going on in his mind.
I guarantee you that those crows in our backyard and that giant tree, they know every little detail about us, our daily patterns. Like they know more about us
than we know about
than
them.
The government knows.
Yeah.
About us. Like those birds are bright.
Anyway, that's the Leonard Epp update, and we will let you know every week how the little guy is doing.
I have a question for you. So explain to me, or I do know now, explain to George and everybody else your new obsession for all the movies on Shudder.
What's that?
So Shudder,
you know what Shudder is? Shudder is basically a streaming service that's kind of like Netflix, but they only show kind of horror movies.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know what I because first of all, I like the genre. I've always enjoyed the genre. I like adventures, I like superhero movies, I like some dramas, but generally I like horror. I've loved horror movies as a kid. I remember my cousin Jenny and Sue. This is when Empire Strikes Back came out. And I remember going with Jenny and Sue to the movies, and I remember them going, "Let's watch Evil Dead." And I go, "No, I want to watch Empire Strikes Back." And I remember making a big stink of it. And then when we were watching Evil Dead, I peed in the theater to make them mad.
Wait, how? Oh. Where?
What?
In the middle of the movie theater.
I know. Where? On the floor?
On the floor.
The seat? Oh.
Yeah. And then I remember Jenny didn't talk to me for years after that. But yeah, I was that kind of, yeah.
How old were you?
Whenever Empire Strikes Back came out, 10 years old.
Okay, you were 10. I thought as long as you weren't like an adult.
That was 36.
I was 36.
I was 36 when I did that. No. But then I remember after peeing on the floor to be rebellious, watching the movie and being really scared of it. And then I saw Evil Dead 2, and then Evil Dead, and then I saw Army of Darkness. But then Exorcist, all that stuff, I really kind of grew up watching. And so I've been watching Shudder movies, and some of them have been not for everyone. They're not for everyone. They're some of them are very weird, or also...
There was this one movie that he was watching late at night at 3 in the morning, and as I was falling asleep... But it just so happened that I was like facing him, like laying down. So I was like facing his iPad like this as he was watching.
Yeah.
And I was like drifting off. And I swear to you, it was the scariest scene I had ever seen in my whole life. I could not. I had nightmares that night. Yeet. And it was an Argentinian film called, was it Terrified?
Terrified, yeah.
I
have to highly recommend. It doesn't, you're not going to, at the end of the, there's no resolution, obviously. You don't really understand fully what's going on in this movie, even though, you know, I like subtitled movies. But I have to say there are some really creepy scenes and scenes. What I like about foreign horror movies is they show things and they things that American audiences or American movies wouldn't show. They'll linger on an image a little longer. Or they'll make a choice in the movie that I don't think that American audiences generally would like, because they're a little too weird or ghoulish to look at. But I really enjoyed Terrified. If you like horror movies, it's from Argentina, and it's a really good movie. And then I saw another one that, you know, was a found footage, you know, yeah. what I mean, horror movie, you know, much like The Blair Witch. Mm-hmm. It was called Noroi, The Curse.
The Curse of Noroi or something.
No, it's called Noroi, and translated, it's called The Curse. And it's basically, what I like about it is, you know, even when you watch, what was that M. Night Shyamalan
The Village
movie that we saw? No.
The Visit.
Mm. Oh, Visit. Which is kind of like handheld camera, supposedly. Mm-hmm. But there are certain shots where you go, you know, obviously it's not from that, you know what I mean, camcorder.
Yeah.
It's too well right? done. Yeah.
The Noroi, The Curse, every bit of it is through just an investigative camcorder. It's like this. Yeah. And it's a lot of it is boring. Not boring, but it just like, because it's so realistic, in my opinion, it's very shaky at times. There's stuff in it that's like, you don't even know what quite is going on. But I'll tell you why I like the movie is there's a constant mood in it. Mm-hmm. There's just a sense of dread in the movie, and because it looks so real. And I'm sorry, but I've said this before, I'll say it again. When Asian people get possessed by a demon, it's scarier.
The scariest thing.
It's like they had a girl, like just normal, you know, Japanese girl.
Grudge.
They just, you know, there's something about it. Maybe it's their little funny looking eyes, or I don't know what it is, but it's like it really gets to me. It really gets to me. So I really recommend that if you can get through the real shakiness of the camera.
I was starting to have a little bit of fear, though, or I was starting to question our parenting skills, because the movies that we've made Jules watch in this week alone, let me tell you, tell me if this is an okay, if this is appropriate parenting. I saw The Devil. Have you seen that? The Korean revenge film? Very Maybe. Gory. Min Sik Choi is in it.
If you haven't seen I Saw the Devil, you have another thing coming.
Yeah.
It really is a horrific masterpiece.
I Saw the Devil. Then we made her watch Seven. Then Old Boy. Then Midsommar.
The thematic thread of these films.
Yeah, Midsommar.
And then Fight Club.
And then Fight Club.
Fight Club's great, but still also very dark.
Yeah, it's very dark. But
so there are no rom-coms here, Gilb. And I know that you and I were very much... When we
how
were
does,
her
how
age.
Does Jules feel about this? Does she like this?
She does like the movies. Here's the thing about Jules, and she's such a nice person at heart. She's a pure soul. She really is. She's just, you know, there's nothing really negative about her. She has a good attitude, and, you know, she kind of zones off in her video games like she's doing now. But, you know, she's a good person.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't fully... You know, I think that there needs to be some sort of complexity, and you have to see certain things. And life is hard. There's some dark things.
Is that how you teach? Like, is that? That's what I'm saying. What do you guys think? Is it like a props that we only show her gory films?
I mean,
because you know, there are certain things that you learn from gory films.
Like what?
You know, what to do that. If you come across a serial killer?
True.
What to do when you hear, you know what I mean, a chair moves in your room and no one's, you know, there's just certain, yeah. right?
What you do if you realize you have a split personality and you start a fight club, how to react to that?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. You have to look at the phone records, see who called. You got to go to different cities and go, was I here?
Was I here, yeah.
Oh, I have a question
And they're like, yeah,
for
that
you.
Was you. Yeah, that type of thing.
You know how...
Why do you sleep diagonally, baby?
I still have... I'm trying to figure that out. I do sleep diagonally. It's my... I either sleep in full, my knees to my chest.
Yeah.
Right? And then like this.
Yeah.
I think that's me trying to return blood to my heart.
Oh, yeah, but sometimes... Okay, poetic. If this is the bed, right? She sleeps like this, right? So then I have this section. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I haven't quite figured that out, but it is very comfortable to sleep not straight but in an angle.
Okay. Question: Did you grow up sharing a bed?
Yes.
That's what I did. The same thing. I used to sleep all my sister, my dad, my mom. We used to all sleep in the same bed because we only had one bedroom.
Yeah.
So for like the first part of my life, all what four people
in the so fuck? Cozy.
We're poor.
Wait. Beep beep. Stop.
privilege about to speak.
No, not privilege. I just don't understand what he's saying.
Privilege about to speak.
I'm not privileged. You know,
look, I didn't have four beds. Beep,
beep. You had a Corvette, Bobby.
You had a Corvette? Oh yeah, that's right. Your mom had a Corvette.
So you.
Yeah.
Your sister,
Gab,
your mom and dad,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
slept in one king size bed.
Nope, we slept in a full bed.
Oh, so a full bed. How old were you?
On the ground, up till for sure at least eight or nine.
Oh, you're a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I thought like when you were a teenager.
No, I'm not 36.
That would have been weird.
That would have been really weird.
Yeah, yeah. But up until you
wait,
were eight.
Hang on, why wouldn't you sleep in the. That is that weird for sons to sleep in the same bed as their mom when they're older? Like, I always wonder that.
I'll still, my mom will always ask me, can you just lie down with me? And then when she sleeps, I leave. Yeah. I think she just wants to think of me as her baby. And I think
because
she knows
you are her baby, Gilb.
True.
Honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, Gilb, it's a Filipino thing. We get one banig and we all. When Jessica first came to the Philippines with us for the very first time, she said it was like the best time of her life because we would all just be pressed against each other in one room and there was like seven of us and we would sleep really tightly and it was just, I don't know, it was cozy with your friends and family.
This is our thing.
But there is a downside to that because that's exactly how I got molested when I was younger.
All right.
Okay. Well, hey, what's up? Welcome to Tiger Belly Podcast, everyone.
There is a downside to every situation.
There is a downside because like co-sleeping is such like a is a very like, oh, it's so sweet, it's the whole family. But do I think that a lot of like when I was 9 years old, no, I shouldn't have been allowed to co-sleep with someone who was 17 and who was a
fucking... Yeah, that's weird.
Not only was he 17, but he wasn't right in the head.
Yeah, that's
like
not right.
Like, he had mental... Like, he was fucked in the head. And so, yeah, that's a perfect recipe for what happened to me.
Yeah,
you know?
Kalala's a person in the car when it's like, oh, there's exit 13 now. Just go. The fuck, man?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
So, we should probably announce our plans for how we're moving forward in...
Oh, cool.
Yes.
With all of this, right?
So, you know, we Tiger Belly, we want to get back to our normal routine and get everyone together in the same area.
Room.
And we also want to get guests back in here, mm-hmm. not through Zoom. Yeah. Because there is a difference. There's a disconnect there.
Energy,
In terms of energy.
And I miss you guys.
I miss you guys, too. So what we took the garage, we painted the walls, we're creating the garage as the new space. So what we're recording in this room, this will be something else.
Yeah, because this room is tiny. I don't know if you're able to see it on camera, but it's very tight. So we wouldn't be able like, and plus if we have like a B cam person, a guest, George, Gilbert, me, Bobby, that's what, like six people in a room. In a very, very tight room, just breathing and talking for an hour and a half. So we decided to move everything in the garage, like old school podcasting. Mm-hmm. Our garage is very Marin. Spacious. Everyone gets to be like 10 feet apart.
So, you know, because I know the first guest I want to get on is David Spade. Mm. He's on the, you know, and I don't want to do Spade through Zoom, so I want to get him in. I know Steve O is on the list to do it. He really wants to come in. So there's a big group of people that I want to do live, and so we're just converting the garage so that we can go back to our old ways, you know, so that we can have some space, so we can stay 6 feet away from people, and you know, we're gonna have to live in a world with this virus out there. And it's a scary thought, but that's just the way it is. I have to accept it. So we're going to do everything we can so that we can go back to our old ways of doing things. But we want to thank our listeners through these hard times. It's been difficult times, you know? We need an alien invasion. That's what we're trying to say. We need an alien invasion.
Dave, you're a fucking alien.
No, you're talking about arrival?
Yeah. We need, yeah, kind. Something like that. We need some sort of, extraterrestrial, intelligent life form, either aggressive or friendly, to come down. That will unite the planet. Because all this stuff is bullshit. We're the same fucking species, right? We're all a product of our environment. So we're going to be conditioned is the right word, to think a certain way. Okay. And we need some sort of external event to unite us. Because obviously a disease isn't doing it. You know, obviously racial inequality isn't doing it. You know, and we just need something to unite the planet.
Babe, I think 2020 has seen enough. If we can just save the alien invasion for 2021, that would be really
nice. For the next 4 years.
Just like you roll it out slowly. Like if you're going to send aliens, like send one or two. Don't send like the whole team yet. Just like slow it down.
Like a
give
scout.
Give us time. Yeah, like give us, you know.
Every no, no, no. Like a predator. Like one predator hunting. That'd be cool.
Like, hold on. The Predator, like the movie Predator?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You walk by a tree, you see a beam of light. You can see a beam of light come up through a tree.
You know who's going to be who's going to be an ally to me?
Who?
Leonard Nevermore. He's going to be
what
my eyes.
What the fuck is a crow going to do to fucking
He's
a Predator?
He's going
to
be my fucking drone.
You know, dead.
Do you know that a crow is essentially a drone and he's going to feed information back to me?
Okay, now we're talking about fucking Lord of the...
In the afterworld.
Game of Thrones shit.
Gilbert, right. Did you have a question for Bobby?
Unhelpful.
You want unhelpful? Sure.
Do we do an unhelpful?
Oh, okay.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalilah.
Hi. I'm a 20-year-old female from Oregon, and I've been having issues with these nightmares I have. Years ago, when I was around 5, my mom and I went to Oregon Coast and rented this beach house for a weekend. We were both staying in the attic... was converted into a bedroom with 2 beds. In the middle of the night, I heard footsteps coming up the stairs, followed by silence. Out of nowhere, my bed started shaking violently and the blankets were ripped off of me. My mom and I freaked out and ran downstairs. The issue is that I was so young that the lines are blurred on whether or not it was a nightmare I had or if it actually happened. Unfortunately, my mom passed away when I was 14, so I have no way of knowing. Anyways, ever since, I've had 2 or 3 other nightmares where she reappears in the attic of whatever house I'm in and tries to hurt and torment me. Even though I've never seen her, I know what she looks like, that she's a little girl and that she hates me. Is this shit real or is this my subconscious trying to tell me something?
Oh, fuck, man. Now I'm gonna have nightmares. Oh my God. Well, I'm not.
Is it subconscious? Is it real paranormal?
I'm not a paranormal investigator.
You could be, so tell us.
I don't
us.
Know your family lineage, so, you know, I would have to see your ancestry, you know.
We would have to consult with Leonard.
Would you like us to have her follow up?
Or something.
To send information? Okay.
Yeah, we have to get some background, but...
I'll email her.
This is basically what I heard from you. They were in a log cabin?
Yeah.
How old was she when this happened?
She was 5.
She was 5.
So they were upstairs, her mom and
in the attic.
Her were in an attic. First of all, you know, you never sleep in an attic.
Nah, don't do that.
That's number one rule. Number one, you never sleep in an attic or a basement. Number two, right? You don't sleep in a fucking cabin.
Nah, that's kind of dangerous.
Yeah, that's FYI. Number three.
Don't go to Oregon.
Don't go to Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah, you're
Come on.
Yeah. No. So they were in an attic. They were on a bed. They heard footsteps walking up a old wooden footsteps like right. It stopped, and then the bed started shaking, right. And then they ran downstairs, which is the weirdest move to do because you know that now if the entity was going upstairs, they're going downstairs to say hello to the entity. But anyway, or maybe the entity
was upstairs.
That's right. Maybe that's what I was. You're right.
Yeah.
Then your mother passed away. I'm sorry. You were 14.
Wait,
years
she was
old.
14. So between that time, between 5 years old and 14 years old, like you never stopped My question is, did you ever ask your mom, like, hey, like, this, what happened there? Like, you guys never processed. If at 5 years old you remember this happening, were you able to decompress from the situation and said, do you remember it in your head as, hey, mom, what was that? What was happening? Like, there was no discussion? That seems weird to me.
I'll have her follow up.
When you're five, you're not going to even words to.
She had her mother until she was 14.
Yeah, but it's probably such a traumatic event that, like, you probably don't even. Because imagine that happening, and then you're in your head, you're like, oh, that was the scariest fucking thing. You don't want to talk about it because you kind of want to pretend it didn't happen.
And also, like, maybe the mom didn't talk about it because she didn't want it to become, to reinforce the trauma.
Reinforce the trauma, right? So then her mom passes away, and then now she's having nightmares of a little girl. Is that what it is?
It's the little girl that she's seen. Two or three other nightmares where she reappears in the attic of whatever house I'm in and tries to hurt me and torment me.
But it's as long as it's only in a dream and not real life. I this is not the same by any stretch, but there, I have this image, not an image. I have a memory and I write it down often. Like in all of my therapy sessions from the time I was 15 to now to 35, all of the therapists I've ever had will tell you that I have fixated and feared this image of a pale yellow house. Mm. And in that pale yellow house, we lived there from 1994 up until 3 years. It was a pale yellow house on Molave Street. Someone had tagged the gate NARC, the word NARC on there. I don't know if that was supposed to be for my dad or whatever. The whole house was surrounded by pink flowers called Cadena de Amor. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty house. There was a big avocado tree in the back. But in those 3 years that were there were the worst years of my life, for not just for me, but for my family. The energy, everything went wrong. By the time we moved in the house, my dad's boat sank. My grandfather died there. My mom's little sister died. I was molested. My aunt had a heart attack. Somebody in our family got poisoned. We were like, there was robberies. Our dog died. Everything in 3 years was concentrated in that like pale yellow house. And when I have nightmares, it's similar to yours. I don't know what her name is, where my worst nightmares is always being trapped in that house and not being able to like escape. And I get this so frequently, and I will always, it's the most sickening dreams that I have. And so when I went back to the Philippines a couple of years ago, I got drunk and my cousins and I were like, hey, like we should go see what it's like now. I couldn't even like, we got to like the end of the street. Like we only had maybe a block to that house. And I swear like all the hairs in the back of my neck. Usually when you drink, it kind of like, you know, dampens your like your feelings and stuff. It didn't help at all. Even drunk, I didn't want to go near it. It was just a sick feeling. So I do believe there are some weird things like that where it's like.
But maybe. May I throw a suggestion?
Yeah.
Maybe there's somebody out there like a John Constantine, right? That you can call. And maybe, what's so funny?
I'm just thinking of Shia LaBeouf, Angel Gabriel.
Wait, is that how you say his last name? Is it Boof?
So. LaBeouf.
I thought it was Buff.
There's got to be a number you can call. You know what I mean? Some sort
Ghostbusters,
of
Ghostbusters, like a babe. Clean
Ghostbusters.
Bobby, who are you gonna call?
Who are you gonna call, babe?
What are you promoting their next film, their reboot?
That's so funny. Ghostbusters. Who am I? You know?
Yeah.
And maybe you have to take maybe with you, Kalila, and this person, this young lady that, you know, emailed us, right, has to call a cleaner of some sort to go to that original house and figure it out. Maybe
next vlog.
Maybe your life can't get back into order until that happens.
You know when I did my brain spotting thing? It was about the pale yellow house. Mm-hmm. That's why I couldn't say anything. I was trapped in there.
Could it be, though, that some of the physical trauma, baby, that you experienced from your mother, right, happened in that time period, and you just equate it to some sort of, like,
house
Amityville horror?
Yeah, but everything that was talked about, like, you know, even when you're young, you hear the adults talking. And like adults are fucking stupid in that way, man, where they just don't think that kids understand what they're saying. But kids know it all. And the adults felt it. And they would tell us, like, I heard the adults saying that there was something not right about this house. And in fact, we had our gardener rip out the cadena de amor, all the pink flowers, because somebody had said, oh, that's actually like an ominous flower, like bad things. It's attached to some type of like weird belief or whatever. So my mom's like, all right, let's rip out all the pink flowers around.
Wow.
So I knew that the adults felt it. I knew that the adults believed it. And maybe that's why I believed it. But what I saw and what I lived through was a horrible 3 years. Like, all of those things happened. And maybe it is just coincidence, but there was something energetically about that house that just was not right. It wasn't right.
Well, now that we bring it up, I have a story that I've never told anybody.
What?
It's very difficult to talk about. But here it is. I don't know if you guys know this, but...
Please continue.
I don't know if you know this, but I had a little sister. And my brother and I had a little sister. And we moved into this track home. We lived in the 70s. We moved into a new house.
Where was this?
It was still in San Diego.
Okay.
And one night, my little sister was watching television. You know, back then it was static. There was... And
oh, guys, this is a poltergeist.
She got sucked.
As soon as he said there was a static TV,
she got sucked into the. But you know, Koreans, they do things. They're like, forget about it. My dad goes, forget about her. Let's go, right? And we just never. We just went to a hotel and then we got a new house. Yeah.
Wait, your parents the type that if they felt something weird, they would move out of there, or would they stay in there? Didn't you guys have some like weird?
Yeah.
On the Indian, on the reservation.
This is what if there was a ghost. Let's suppose this. Okay, this is what my family would do. Let's suppose at midnight, right? I wake up and I'm being lifted by my feet by some sort of entity, right?
Yeah.
My dad would have walked out of the house, ran. 6 weeks later, we would get a phone call. Dad, where are you? Oh, I'm in Korea. What happened? I saw you get liberated. I took a flight to Korea. So tell mommy I miss
her.
Good luck.
That's why you leave when there's a spider on my neck.
That's exactly
full circle. Yeah.
He's his father.
Yeah, he would not. Wow. Yeah, that's how our family would. Wow. That's why whenever I watch a movie like that and they stay in, right? My sponsor's calling me. Yeah. They stay in. I always go, what? Because I just know what my family would have done. Anyway, so hopefully we helped you on helpful advice. You know, good luck to you. Yes. God bless you. And take care of yourself.
Wait, hang on. Can we recommend a good paranormal person?
Well, I think we should follow up with her. I'm going to have her get all the information you guys want, and we'll continue this with her, actually.
Can we get a paranormal person on the show that's like a legit one? I don't want to...
Let's get it.
Look at good George going, oh. Yeah.
It's always a white dude. I know, Dr. Pasuski. I went ghost hunting with Cass and G already. Come on.
Dr. Fasuski. My friend, Dr. Fasuski.
Yeah.
I was going through the names of all the people we worked with.
So, you know, God bless you and take care and good luck. We have no advice for you.
Yeah.
So that's what you get from us.
Don't sleep in cabins.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Tiger Belly. We really, you know, back to family vibes. Yeah, for you and me. Yeah, we're here together. And let's never forget. what we have.
Let's be friends
again. Let's be friends again.
Let's be friends again. Let's be family again.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. We're not done, guys. Kalila has a shout out.
I want to shout out my shiny forehead.
Shout out to the shiny forehead.
I also want to shout out to this farm that has been sending us, honestly, the best avocados I've ever had.
Ooh.
It's this farm. This is their their mascot. It's a donkey. A hang on. Let me turn around.
What does it say, Jules?
Move your hair.
It's your hair.
Okay. Your hair?
It's my hair. Never
mind. Can you stand up a little bit? There we go. Oh.
Grass farm.
I love it. Yeah, I like it. I love it. Especially next to Jules' Amazon Essential sweater.
So there's this there's a really small farm in San Diego and they're called Random Ass Farm. And
that's so good.
I don't know. I watch their Instagram stories and it makes me so happy because it's always just, I think it's like a husband and a wife team and they bought this land in Vista, California. And they just, you know, they live there with their animals and it's basically, they're living my dream. They're living the dream come true. In fact, if you guys are listening, if you could adopt me for a month and teach me everything I need to do about and everything I need to learn about proper irrigation. They also have like a lot of really nice flowers on their land. Anyways, shout out to Random Ass Farm.
Shout out to them, Random Ass Farm. Wow, a housekeeping. Haven't been here in a while. It's like,
missed you guys. What's happening?
Missed you all. I bet you guys don't miss our voices, but what's up?
No, they love mine. Mine, it's just the most mellifluous sound they've ever heard. Dude, I hear it in all the comments.
Fantastic. The voice of reason right there. Hey, guys. Vlogs are back. Or maybe now it's time to say, vlogs are here, says George's copy. If you want to see Leonard the Crow or Bobby crying to Blackbird, you can go to patreon.com/tigerbelly and enjoy all their great content. If you're a sleeper from the early days, George and I, Gilbert, I don't know why I read it like I didn't know who that was. Gilbert and I, Gilbert, just watch my stand-up.
I read it so in case anybody else read it, you know, I was ready. I gave it's the best copy ever. Make it seem like the best copy ever.
George, I'm going to go off script a bit. Okay. But, George and Andres, our community manager of the Patreon, Fancy B, convinced me to watch my first time doing stand-up, the time that Bobby forced me to do it at the Brea Improv. And
it made me so happy, guys.
I was like, I don't want to do that. But they convinced me. I was like, I'll do it for the Patreon. I'll show the first time I ever did stand-up. If you go back to older episodes, Bob and Cloud talk about it.
I had not even seen this before. This happened before I was even part of Tiger Belly. This is old school stuff.
Probably before episode 20, maybe. Yeah. Old school Tiger Belly. My first time doing stand-up. I hate it so much because it was so cringeworthy, and I feel like Bobby hyped it up so much. But like it was, oh God, it was so tough watching. But I'm glad I did. It was like therapy. It was like, okay, this is why stand-up is hard. So if you guys want to check that out and me freaking out while reacting to it and George enjoying every minute, head over to patreon.com/tigerbelly.
That'll be coming out in a day or two probably. We always change it up. We keep it fresh. Speaking of that, we're going to do a singing competition. Everybody will be free to join and then we'll like edit it and do fun things with it on the Patreon. We're still figuring out the specifics of that, but the official announcement probably next week.
Basically, because of Bobby and Kalila's love for The Voice and American Idol.
If you have any ideas for a good name for the show, let me know. That's kind of the holdup right now.
Yeah,
I don't want to announce it officially.
We'll be holding our own Tiger Belly Idol. So guys, head over.
The Roar. Yeah, see, like that's why I need your help with the name, guys.
Practice. Let any of your spouses know that you probably watch Tiger Belly with. Let them know to prepare a song. We'll announce some of that stuff in the next coming months of our Tiger Belly Idol name to be announced. George, I'd like to thank our sponsor, ShipStation in Brooklyn. And tell me about ShipStation, George.
Oh, make your business ready. Make sure your business... Okay, make sure your business is ready to meet the demands of delivery culture. Right now, Tiger Belly listeners can get ShipStation free for 60 days when you use offer code BELLY.
Right now, you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping with the promo code TIGER. Only at brooklinen.com. Once again, that's the promo code TIGER.
And get your question on Tiger Belly by emailing us at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. We're looking for interesting, unusual. We got a great one today. Any more ghost sightings, let us know. Crazy dreams. Yeah, we're looking for the unusual, non-typical problems, and we need your help as much as you want ours. Again, that's adviceunhelpful@gmail.com.
And you know what? While we're here, I have an idea. I'm not going to even run it by the team or you, George. I want people also to the same email, send us and put on the subject line ghost stories. If you have any paranormal stories you'd like to share with us that are not too long, maybe we'll do a new segment where Kalila, Bobby, and the team, we try to help dissect that, and maybe we can
written
get an expert.
Or videos.
Yeah, videos would be great. Photos, a little bit about yourself and your story. Yeah, send some of those in, and we can attack those, and maybe, you know, figure out who to call. Ghostbusters. Like, Bobby really ran into that one. I hope there's someone that you can call. Ghostbusters. Guys, once again, you send all your emails to adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. You can follow George on all social media at
George_Kimmel.
Kalila at Calamity K, Bobby Lee at Bobby Lee Lie, myself, Gilbert. And you can follow Jules at Bad Friend Rudy. You can follow us on Tiger Belly on the Instagram at Tiger Belly, on Twitter at The Tiger Belly. And guys, it's great to have you guys back. It's been crazy. Just remember that we know who the real fans out there, and we love you very, very much.
If you're listening, you're a super real fan right now.
If you're a super real fan, you're probably right watching this. So just remember that we all love you.
I love even the listeners. Even 100%. If you're listening to this in your car or anywhere else.
Yeah, that was a weird thing to specify, but
well, that's where
because audio
I know
be
how I
discovered
anywhere. The show.
This podcast is available at any location except the Pentagon. Anyways, guys, we love you so much. Have a good night. Bye.